Yes, well, there have been fires that have been lit by very young people, some teenagers and some younger than that. And these fires are causing mayhem in the community. It is very hazardous situation for motorists especially. And I think something serious is going to happen, and I am appealing to the parents of the young people who are involved in this behaviour to please assist the community and have this stopped.
Now, one image I've seen of the fires has been underneath the Leckie Road flyover. So that is very dangerous for drivers, between smoke and I suppose even the shock of just seeing a blaze so big.
It certainly is. I have seen images too where motorists approaching this area underneath the flyover find it very difficult to see. This is also situated in the middle of a roadway, and you know, if drivers can't see, there is young children running across that road, and I just fear something very serious is going to happen. On top of this, the nuisance it has caused to the local community cannot be understated. I've had reports of music, loud music being played through speakers as well at 12 o'clock at night. This is not acceptable, and parents must assist in getting their children to desist from this type of behaviour.
And of course, if there happens to be a collision between a child or a young person and a car, that will, of course, have seriously injured the pedestrian, but for the driver as well, if they're not able to see, but that will change their life.
Yes, certainly will. And I have also noticed that some of these young people are wearing very dark clothing. They're in these motorised scooters. Now, I'm not saying they're directly involved with the fires, but with the smoke and the driving conditions then, I just fear that there is going to be a serious incident.
There's a question as well to be raised about how people so young are getting access to materials, because the fires are quite large.
Yes, they are, and there seems to be pallets. I would appeal to those who store pallets that they store them securely, so young people cannot have access to this type of material. So the onus is on everyone to be responsible here. And I would appeal to local businesses or whoever would maybe use these pallets for daily use to just ensure that they're stored securely so that young people can't have access to them.
And finally, Councillor Logue, if you could appeal directly to the young people involved, what would you say?
Look, please desist from this type of behaviour. It is not serving nobody in the community, and there is loads of very positive things that you can contribute to your community, and please go in that direction instead of this mayhem that you're causing from the local community.